This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the root's on fire. I've been proven right. Let me tell you, I never said a lot of people wouldn't die, but I said that what you've done to the economy is worse than the people that are going to die. There's going to be many more people dying, and there's going to be many more people out of work, and many more people's lives destroyed. Here in Vegas, they already announced in the last couple of days, an institution, Ricardo's Mexican restaurant, will never reopen. They announced that Metro Pizza, another institution, is never going to reopen. And those are just famous restaurants. I'm sure that almost every restaurant on every street is close to never reopening. I mean, I don't know what you're going to do when a town has, 10,000 restaurants and 7,000 of them never reopen. Or maybe 3,000 never reopen and the other four reopen quickly and then they close within 6 months or a year or a month or a week. So then 7,000 of the 10 eventually are gone. What are the 2 million people who live in this town going to eat when there were 10,000 restaurants and they were all doing okay? And now there's only going to be 3,000 left. There are going to be long lines? Well, there have to be long lines because they're only going to let 25% of the people in a restaurant. You have a certificate that says you're allowed to seat 100. They're going to tell you you can only seat 25. And then all the other restaurants in the business, you're the only one left on the block. How's anyone going to get in and eat? I don't know. A lot of questions. The insanity of Democrats, by the way, a new poll is out. The majority of Democrats want Joe Biden to consider Elizabeth Warren as his running mate. Can you imagine how stupid Democrats are that they want Elizabeth Warren to be a majority of Democrats want Joe Biden to consider Elizabeth Warren as the running mate? Survey, a CBS News YouGov poll released yesterday, conducted April 28th to May 1st, found a majority of Democrat registered voters, 71%, what Biden considered Warren as a running mate. Warren ran the worst campaign in the history of the world. Nobody likes her. She's the candidate with sensible shoes. There's nobody voting for Warren. You're out of your minds. But, hey, I'm thrilled. If Democrats are that stupid, I love it. That's your pick, Elizabeth Warren, to be the vice president? Oh, my gosh. Do it, please. And then, in a second, I'll get back to coronavirus, which is all anybody wants to talk about. And I've got so many news stories about it and so many polls about it. But I've got to drop this one because a bombshell dropped today. We're all talking so much about coronavirus, we don't talk enough about the fact that Democrats really are going to go to jail. They really are going to jail, and I have hope now that Comey and McCabe and Page and Strzok and all of them are going to jail for framing General Flynn. And I said from day one, I knew this 2 years ago, that Flynn was good friends with a woman who worked in the FBI. And that woman claimed that McCabe, the number two deputy man at the FBI, was sexually harassing her and went to General Flynn and said, "This man is making my life miserable. Oh, my God, I'm going to have to quit. I can't show up at work anymore. All he wants to do is sexually harass me." That's what she claimed. So Flynn, knowing her and thinking she was a good woman, went to the office of McCabe and literally laid down the law and said, "You leave this woman alone or you and I got problems." And McCabe at that point targeted Flynn for destruction. Took an American hero at is he a 3 or 4-star general? I think a 4. Almost as high as you can ever get in this country. Right at the top. And he took a patriot hero general and targeted him for destruction because he yelled at him over a woman that McCabe was sexually harassing, Andrew McCabe, the deputy FBI director. This is what you're dealing with, the United States of America. Did it happen that way? I don't know. I'm just telling you what I heard. Allegedly, that's what I heard the whole story was. That's how it became a vendetta for McCabe to destroy Flynn's life. So Sidney Powell is the lawyer for General Flynn. It's very clear now. All charges are going to be dropped against Flynn. And not only is he never going to spend a day in prison, he's going to be completely cleared. And then Trump might rehire him. You know what Trump should name him? Head of the FBI. That's, I'm telling you, if I was Trump, I would give him a total, complete pardon and then name him the head of the FBI. But he may not even need a pardon because they're going to throw the charges out. So Sidney Powell, the lawyer for Flynn, drops a bomb and says Comey and company prosecuted Flynn so that he and Trump would not expose their crimes, and Flynn was the first key part of the insurance policy. She said the former FBI director James Comey and other senior officials, and you know that's McCabe, in the Obama administration likely committed federal crimes in their use of lawfare against former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn and President Trump. Recently unsealed FBI documents revealed the Bureau completely made up what they said Flynn said wrong. They made it up. And that's going to be more evident with the next productions we're expecting this week. The government has advised us we'll be getting more documents, including more text messages through between FBI people. What we have right now only goes through January, maybe some into February. But what it shows is an extremely disturbing conversation and multiple conversations between the agents that were in the small group at the FBI determined to set up General Flynn and make up something to prosecute him for or get him fired. By the way, it sounds like my life. The IRS was trying to destroy my life. Media Matters trying to destroy my life. Do you understand what scumbags liberals are? Do you have any idea? I've never heard of conservatives. Now, somewhere, maybe it happened. Richard Nixon, maybe, right? Nixon was a slimeball. Nixon used the IRS to hurt his political opponents. But Democrats are willing to destroy your life because they don't like what you say on the radio. It's just unbelievable. They just make up stuff, they take things out of context, and in my case, I had a group of crazed liberals, and if you look up Wikipedia, Media Matters, they say in Wikipedia, one of the biggest funders of Media Matters is George Soros. And so George Soros doesn't like that I hit him all the time on radio and TV, and so Media Matters came after me and tried to slam me, not for something I said or did, but for an advertiser? What? I've had 100 advertisers since I started on radio and TV, maybe 200. And so one of them, you thought you caught them doing something wrong, and that has something to do with Wayne Root? That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Do you blame Rachel Maddow for her advertisers? How do you survive on TV and radio? Advertisers. If someone writes a check, great, I'll take it. Come on, I love you. You're a hero. You're a patriot. You keep me on the air. And you're going to attack me because you don't like what one of them did or said? Oh, my God. That's how low they go. On Monday, attorney Sidney Powell dropped this bomb in the deep state. According to Powell, General Flynn would have blown up all of Comey and company's crimes, and he and Trump would have learned it all. Flynn was the first key part of the insurance policy. I believe it. That's exactly what happened. That and McCabe, the deputy FBI director, had a vendetta against Flynn because Flynn defended a woman, I hear, who McCabe was sexually harassing, I hear, allegedly. And then back to coronavirus, because that's, of course, what everybody needs to hear about, wants to hear about, should hear about, because it's in the news 24 hours a day. So we got to talk about it here on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. But in Massachusetts, monstrous rally today. Again, I don't think it's as big as my Vegas rally 2 weeks ago that the media hid and made believe didn't happen and lied about, never said how big it was. In Vegas, a very non-political town, in the history of Vegas, no one's ever gotten 8,000 to 10,000 people together in their cars, in a caravan for 3 hours on the Vegas Strip. But in Massachusetts, giant rally. Again, it's always a conservative talk show host. Conservative radio host Jeffrey Kuhner planned the event against Republican Governor Charlie Baker if he didn't reopen businesses on May 4th. And once again, he didn't open business on May 4th. He extended the stay-at-home order until May 18th and signed an order requiring Massachusetts residents to wear masks in public at all times. Protesters gathered outside the Massachusetts State House today demanding the governor reopen the state and protesting the authoritarian mask mandate that takes effect on Wednesday. And so hundreds and hundreds of people gathered, not 8,000 to 10,000 like I had, but it's a big crowd. It might be as many as 1,000. And cheers of USA, USA ripped through the crowd. And speakers said, we're sick of your BS, Baker. We're tired of your lies. We're tired of you acting like a wannabe dictator. We don't want you shut down anymore. The media lies to you and tells you everybody wants the shutdown. And here's where the truth comes in versus the lie. Everybody who gets a government check wants the shutdown. Why not? You get to stay home and play with your dog and watch soap operas and game shows all day and Dr. Phil and get your government check, your welfare check, your aid to dependent children check, your housing allowance check, your food stamps check, your EBT card. You get it all. And you stay home. That's a great deal. And you'll never get coronavirus. You get to hide in your house all day. Hiding under the covers. Lock the doors. Close the windows. Don't let anybody in. Don't let a germ in. You get to hide and never get sick and you get a check. And if you work for government, you're a government bureaucrat or a politician, you get your check. But all the people at these rallies that want the economy reopened are the ones who live on their checks and they're not getting one. Can you imagine government bureaucrats if they got no check for 3 months? Do you remember when we closed the government? We had the government shut down a year ago in December. The government was closed. I got to look it up in the break. I think for about 4 weeks, maybe only 3 weeks. And the government employees lost their minds, even though they knew it wasn't like they belonged to a small business that'll never reopen, that can't pay for it ever, and you're done. No, they work for government that lives on your tax money and mine. They knew they'd be paid every dime. So what's the big deal? Live on your credit cards for 3 weeks, and then you're going to get a check for the whole 3 weeks. And these are people that get pensions and Cadillac health care and can never be fired. They work till they're 45 years old, and they retire and get paid for the rest of their lives. They were so crazed that they weren't getting a check for 3 or 4 weeks. We're not getting a check for 3 months, and we're never going to reopen. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. major sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Liberty HealthShare is not health insurance. It is better, in my opinion. Liberty's Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and that means you can sign up any time of the year. There's no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers, and there are no contracts. Starts as low as $199 per month for a single, up to $529 per month for a family. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. I've saved $18,000 a year in the premiums. That means this is year number four, almost halfway through, and I've saved $72,000 over 4 years. $72,000. Is there anyone out there that cannot use another $72,000? And when I had kidney stone surgery a year ago, $27,000 bill, they paid the whole thing. My man, does that, you know, stress causes cancer, stress causes heart disease, stress causes stroke. Those are things that doctors tell you every day. Boy, did they relieve a lot of stress off my shoulders. When I saw that $27,000 hospital bill, I got sick. I wanted to vomit. And I thought, what am I going to do? What are you, a $27,000 hospital bill? Are they crazy? But then Liberty said, don't worry about it. We're taking care of it. And they took the whole bill. I never heard back ever again until I got a letter saying your bill is paid in full. Like I said, it's not health insurance. It's better. This is the way health care should be. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. Can you get a better endorsement than that? Call 855-58-LIBERTY or 855-585-4237. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Or call 855-58-LIBERTY and tell them Wayne Root sent you, and you'll be treated like a first-class superstar. And if you don't get treated like a first-class superstar and they don't roll out the red carpet, then tell me about it. WayneRoot@gmail.com, and I will wring your necks. That's the protection you have with every advertiser on my show, that if you ever tell me they didn't treat you perfectly, fantastically, like $1 million, I will make sure that they apologize and treat you like $1 million. WayneRoot@gmail.com, anytime. Phone calls, because I'd love to take them in the second half of this hour. 833-WAR-TALK. Line them up. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-927-8255. Arizona doing it the right way. Well, our governor, Sisolak, I call him Sisolak, does it the wrong way. Governor Ducey, Doug Ducey, details what Arizona is opening back up again. So here's his story. Let's see what he's planning. During an afternoon press conference today, Ducey said barbershops, this is all brand new breaking news, barbershops and salons can begin reopening with restrictions on Friday, May 8th. So that's this Friday. And the new modifications include limited occupancy and additional safety protocols. I called this on day one. You could have had every restaurant and every barbershop and every salon opening this exact same way from day one. You never, ever needed to close them. He also said restaurant dining rooms could begin reopening on Monday, May 11th. That's a week from today. With similar restrictions limiting party size and general capacity as well as other sanitary measures. But that's not insanity. That's normal. That's common sense. That's fine. Gyms and pools have yet to be given a set time for reopening. His latest order calls for increased testing in long-term care facilities. When a patient is diagnosed with COVID-19 or dies from COVID-19, residents of the facility next of kin and guardians must be notified within 24 hours. In addition, they've also got to provide technical assistance to long-term care facilities to facilitate the communication of information to patients, their family, and guardians. Ducey also called for testing at prisons. The reopening officially began today in Arizona, with the phased opening of retailers now able to sell goods as long as they adhere to specific safety guidelines and social distancing. You know what's funny on this one? There's a lot of conservatives that just think, hey, everybody should just go, open everything, walk around, no mask needed, no spacing. And look, I've argued from day one, Sweden's been open, South Korea's been open, Taiwan's been open, but they did it with masks and social distancing and spacing. They didn't do it where they just let the economy open and everybody could do whatever they wanted. They absolutely instituted special rules and regulations. That's why I've argued for that from day one. I'm actually the reasonable one here in the conservative movement. I want everything to be open, and I wanted it to be open from day one, just like Sweden, just like South Dakota. But not open where everybody goes to the gym and everybody goes to a restaurant and nobody wears a mask and there's no social distancing. No. You've got to have some rules in place to keep this from becoming horrible because it's incredibly contagious. But the death rate is nothing near what the WHO or the CDC ever said. The death rate is all hype. The death rate, when you added all the people who've got it, everybody's got it already. Everybody's been exposed to this thing. I'll bet you 50% more of the population has been exposed to coronavirus. So the death rate, therefore, is much smaller because they only know about the people who've gone to the hospital. The death rate is in the mode, a little bit higher than regular flu.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A number of states are allowing some businesses that were shut down because of the coronavirus pandemic to begin reopening on Monday. In Arkansas, gyms, fitness centers, and indoor athletic facilities will open back up. Restaurants, bars, casinos, and breweries are also given the green light in Montana. Kansas is beginning a three-phase reopening strategy, and according to President Trump, some people are going to want to go out, and some people are going to stay home. It's all a very fine balancing act.
If you're scared, you're going to stay back a little bit, and you're going to watch it. I think you can really have it both ways. I think a lot of people want to go back. They just want to go back. You see it every day. You see demonstrations all over the country, and those are meaningful demonstrations. Oh, it's big stuff.
The Senate back in session in Washington, D.C. Among the things on the agenda for this session will be a possible Stage 4 stimulus package. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. My Patriot Supply.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right. Wayne Allen Roots, brand new advertiser. We welcome them on board nationwide. Boomer Naturals. You've heard of the N95 mask that medical professionals use. If they use an N95, we all want the best protection from particles and bacteria, just like the medical professionals. So a highly recommended mask that gives nearly the same protection as Boomer Naturals' 30-day face mask, providing 92.2% antibacterial protection. This is the mask every adult and child over the age of 2 needs. Very comfortable, easy to breathe and speak with, and they come in adult and children's sizes. Not only are the Boomer Naturals masks a highly rated consumer mask, but they're very affordable at less than 30 cents a day. And here's what's really great. The mask can be used up to 30 days by hand washing with soap and water at the end of each day's use. Most masks are only good for one day, making them very costly over time. Order these doctor-recommended masks now at BoomerNaturals.com. BoomerNaturals.com. And when you go to checkout, you're going to get 20% off because you're a fan of the Wayne Allen Roots Show. So just use the code WARRADIO20 when you check out. WARRADIO20. BoomerNaturals.com. WARRADIO20. And any order over $50 gets free shipping and handling. BoomerNaturals.com is a U.S.-based company wanting the very best health for you and your loved ones. Go to BoomerNaturals.com and then check out code WARRADIO20 to get 20% off. So now I want to tell you what it's like to be an entrepreneur versus what it's like to be a freaking government employee. And I always exclude wonderful first responders like policemen and firemen and military and people like that that are risking their lives for all of us. And I love you, I love you, I love you. And I appreciate what you do every day and put your life on the line. Totally different than most government employees who sit behind a desk sitting on their ass all day. They get paid whether they're at work or not. They get paid whether it's coronavirus or not. And they get paid when they retire, whether they ever work again the rest of their lives or not. Well, we know they're not. So they retire at age 45 or 50, and they get a pension forever. If they live to 100, they'll get a pension from age 45 to 100. You know, 40 years of a pension. 50 years of a pension. And they don't have to worry about any of the things an entrepreneur has to worry about. So as my buddy Hollis sent me this text, he says, you know, with these 7 boxes in New York that you have to check off in order to get back in business and get the economy open, what happens if all 7 boxes are finally checked after you wait till like August or September? No one's ever going to reopen if you have to wait till August, September, by the way. They're just never going to reopen. Everyone's going to be out of work. But not the government employees. They'll get their checks every day forever. Guaranteed. So all 7 boxes are checked finally, like on September 8th, and they all go back to work, theoretically. And the restaurants that can open up, he says, order all their new food, and they clean everything and make it sparkling and hygienically perfect. And the employees that want to come back are rehired. However, 90% of the employees probably don't want to come back because they'd rather sit at home drawing unemployment plus $600 from the feds each week, so they won't even come back. But let's say the owner has to now go out and hire all new employees because the other ones like getting unemployment. And he trains them. And then he spends, you know, $20,000 in advertising. And you open up. And business is good again for 4 days. And by the way, that wouldn't be the case. Business will probably not be good again for months. But let's say it's good right away. And you're humming a tune. You're clicking your heels. Everything's great. And then a few people get sick. And the state shuts down all the businesses again. And now there's only 5 of the 7 boxes checked. And you got to close your business. You just spent all that money to open up, to clean, to buy food, to rehire, to retrain, and they're going to close you again. And now you know the joys of being an entrepreneur. Now you know why Ricardo's Mexican restaurant, who's been in Vegas for 50 years, I think it's 43 years, is never going to reopen. Now you know why Metro Pizza, who's been around for 20 years, is never going to reopen. Now you know why thousands of restaurants will not reopen. Now you know why hundreds of thousands of restaurants across America will not reopen. And they employ millions of people. How are you going to reopen only with an SBA loan? First of all, the SBA isn't giving you loans. If you need the money, you don't get it. If you don't need the money, they give you a loan. Well, I know lots of rich people have gotten loans. I know people have gotten millions of dollars from the SBA. Millions. They're all rich. They're rich to begin with. But none of my friends have gotten anything. They've gotten a $1,000 check in some cases. Wow, don't spend it all at once, a $1,000 check. What a joke. This is even under Trump, it's a joke. So it just shows you government sucks under every president. Doesn't matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat. Government sucks. But now, let's just say you get a $200,000 loan to keep your restaurant open. Now you open it and they close you down again. Because they claim there's a surge in coronavirus deaths. But the surge is in a freaking nursing home. As a matter of fact, you open your restaurant in Syracuse, and the whole state is shut down because there's a surge of deaths in a Bronx nursing home. Do you know where the Bronx is compared to Syracuse? It's like an 18-hour drive away from you, a full day away from you. What is a nursing home in the Bronx with a bunch of 90-year-olds? God forbid, I don't want anybody to die. But they're sitting there in their wheelchair slumped over, and they die from coronavirus. Okay, what's that got to do with you running a restaurant in Syracuse? Or you running a restaurant even 8 blocks away in the Bronx? What's it got to do with it? Nothing! You can't count nursing home deaths and people over the age of 80 deaths versus the rest of us living our lives. Because if you do, I don't know how to explain this to you. Can I break this to you? In a country where the average man dies, I think, at age like 75, and the average woman dies at like 76 or 77... lots and lots of people die every day in their 70s, their 80s, their 90s, and hundreds. Lots of people die every day. I'm sorry to inform you. Old people die. I love them. I would guess most of the people that listen to my show are over the age of 50. So I've got more older people than I do younger people. So certainly I love older people. But in the history of the world, people over the age of 80 die every day. Because most people don't live past 77 and 75 for women and men. So lots of older people die in their 70s and 80s and 90s. Now throw in the flu, a very contagious, very nasty flu, which is a pandemic, and of course older people are going to die. Especially all the older people that have underlying illness, of which is a huge percentage. That's got nothing to do with their grandchildren and their children earning a living. Nothing. You got to allow their children and grandchildren to go on living and earning a living and educating in school. You can't shut down everything for a virus. Because there may never be a vaccine, ever. There may never, ever be a vaccine, and the vaccine may not work. Flu vaccines don't work. They're a total, complete failure. I say this on the show all the time. Everybody who gets sick with the flu, I ask them, this is not coronavirus, just the flu. For years now I've done this. I've always laughed. Every time for 20 years I hear someone has the flu, I go, did you get a flu shot? Yes, I did. Every single person that gets the flu answers, yes, they got a flu shot. Usually 2 weeks ago before they got the flu. Wow, that's an effective shot, isn't it? So vaccines don't work, and this virus may be with us for years and years. And this is COVID-19. How about COVID-20 and 21 and 22 and 23 and 24 and 30 ad infinitum, forever? There's always going to be a new COVID virus among us. You can't shut down the economy every time a few people die. There's a surge in deaths. Of course there's a surge. If you open up, there's going to be a surge. I guarantee you there would not be a surge if you keep everyone locked away. And they all lose their life savings. And they all lose ability to pay a bill. And no one could pay their rent. No one could pay their mortgage. And the landlords go under. And the retail stores go under. And no one could pay the bill to government. So there won't be Social Security anymore. Is that living? Does that make any sense at all? Of course when you reopen there'll be a surge in deaths and illnesses. Of course a few more people will get sick. There's a risk-reward ratio. There's a box you got to look at and check off. Do you want to live your life or do you want to hide in your home with no money? When you come out of your home, you won't have $10 to fill your car with gas. Is that living? I mean, seriously, are you all crazy? Is everyone crazy? Of course a few more people will get sick and, God forbid, even die. When you reopen society and all the businesses open up, a few more will get sick. But everyone will earn a living again, and the business will flow, and the taxes will flow. And if the taxes flow, then guess what? You get your Social Security check, and you get your welfare check, and the policemen get paid their salary, and the retired policemen get paid their pension. If you don't want any of that to go on anymore, what the hell? Blow the whole freaking thing up. Because you're all so stupid. No one deserves to be paid a pension. No one deserves to get a salary. No one deserves Social Security. You're all done. You're all finished. Did you ever think about that? You're all finished. There's no way to pay for anything that you want if I don't own a business and pay property taxes, sales taxes, and income taxes. There's no way. There's no possible way. Did you ever think about that? Did you ever consider that? Because if you want your Social Security check, you better hope and pray we reopen right away. If you want $10 to put gas in your tank, you better pray we reopen the economy right away. If you want your son or daughter to go to college, I don't care if it's Harvard for $75,000 a year or UNLV for $15,000 a year. If you want your kid to go to college in September, you better hope and pray the economy opens right now, Governor Sisolak, because otherwise nobody can send their kid to college. Everybody's poor. Everyone's penniless. Half of the middle class will be homeless. I think maybe we can accept a little bit of a surge in return for opening up the economy so people are allowed to live again. You think? Otherwise, hey, there's always mass suicide. See you in a few minutes. Wayne Alaruth, the Warrior. Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty Health Share is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. In July of 2017, I was in a catastrophic car accident, and I broke my neck, the base of my skull, my back, my ribs, and both legs. As you might imagine, getting a good night's sleep has been a real challenge. Well, then at CPAC in 2019, I met Mike Lindell of MyPillow. Mike wanted to help me to get a good night's rest and introduced me to his pillows, his mattress topper, and his Giza cotton sheets. I can tell you they really work. And Mike has authorized me to offer you a special discount on MyPillow products. Call 800-662-9236. That's 800-662-9236. One more time, 800-662-9236. Use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg. Or you can use it at the MyPillow website.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Roots, otherwise known as War, Wayne Allen Roots. And by the way, I have a buddy who listens to all 3 hours of my show every day and tries to act like a liberal and tell me where they're going to come at me, right? Every word I say taken out of context, where they'll come at me. Because he loves my show, and he says in his whole life he's never heard anyone as good as Rush Limbaugh, and he thinks I beat Limbaugh. So he says, I never want to hear you off the air. So I listen to all 3 hours, and I tell, he texts me every word I say that could be taken out of context. And he says, when I ended that last segment, and I made the semi-wise-ass statement that the alternative, if you don't open the economy, is mass suicide, he says, make sure you explain what you're talking about. And that's a valid point. I'm talking about the fact that suicide rates are going to go through the roof. They already are. Calls to suicide hotlines are through the roof because of A, loneliness, B, everyone having fear and uncertainty how they're going to pay their next bill, how they're going to pay their rent, and that they won't become homeless, and C, your business will never reopen. Of course people are suicidal. So my point wasn't a joke. It wasn't meant to be serious that you should commit mass suicide. It was none of that. All it was a valid point that if everyone is asked to lose everything who has pride and has worked their whole lives and has built a business and you're telling them, let it go, it's gone, and they've got nothing, and many of them are 60, 70 years old and they built a business for 30 years, explain to me what you think they're going to do when they have no money to pay off the loan. Or, as I mentioned in the last segment, what if they take a new $1 million loan from the Small Business Administration, and as soon as they reopen, there's either no business, because everyone's afraid hiding in their homes, so you have no customers at your restaurant, or they have customers, but then the rate goes higher, there's a spike in coronavirus again, a resurge of coronavirus, and they're asked to close down again for a month, or two, or three. And now they not only lose their life savings, they owe $1 million personally to the SBA. You think maybe that might lead to large amounts of suicide? That was the point I was trying to make. That you're going to kill more people from suicide than you ever were going to see die from coronavirus. Or if not suicide, which is a rather harsh thing we hope nobody does, then it'll be from other deaths. It'll be from heart disease, cancer, and strokes, all caused by stress. And stress is what is defined as not knowing how you're paying your bill or not knowing if you're going to lose your home and you're going to be homeless. Do you understand what you're doing to people? Of course there's going to be massive amounts of suicide and death and depression and drug addiction. How about that kind of death? Drug addiction and alcoholism. How many does that kill? A lot more than coronavirus. And it's going to kill in the next few years a lot more than coronavirus. Guaranteed. If you don't let people open up now, they're never going to open up again. Their business is ruined and their life is ruined. All right, sponsor of this segment of the show, because we're always trying to make your life better and make you healthier so that you can live a long life and fight for conservatism and American exceptionalism and capitalism, all the isms, is Strauss Heart Drops. And they've sold over 1 million of them in Canada, and now they've come to America on my show. And they say you should get in front of the mirror and check out your earlobe. Look at your earlobe. Stare at your earlobe in the mirror. They say in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes. And Strauss Heart Drops have helped countless people over the past 40 years with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. And the best proven indicator, they say, of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both ears? Better get busy. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs, and they guarantee your satisfaction. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. So don't wait for your heart attack or stroke. Be aggressive. Take action now. Take offense. Go on the offensive. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Strauss Heart Drops. And get the cinnamon flavor. Trust me, it is the best flavor. All right, so I just told you about the life of an entrepreneur. Let's talk about the exact opposite. The life of an illegal alien in prison for being detained for being illegal. So in Massachusetts, a group of federal immigration detainees who refused to be tested for the virus that causes COVID-19 caused extensive damage to the center in Dartmouth, Massachusetts, where they're being held. The inmates involved in the incident at the C. Carlos Carrero Immigration Detention Center reported multiple symptoms of COVID-19, but when they were told they had to be tested, they rushed the officers. The detainees barricaded themselves inside the facility, ripped washing machines and pipes off the wall, broke windows, and trashed the entire unit. You know how much money they just cost the taxpayers of Massachusetts? This is what illegals do to our country every day. Tough life being an illegal. A business owner? Oh, my God. Millions on the line. Can't find employees. Train them. Got to close again. Lose everything you got. After you worked so hard and you paid all the taxes, no one gives a damn about you. Government doesn't give a damn about you. But this is what illegals do. These people. I was about to call them another name, but I'll call people. Inside a prison. One detainee was hospitalized with symptoms of a panic attack. Can you imagine? Even the illegal alien criminals in prison are becoming liberal snowflakes. I'm having a panic attack. Another was hospitalized for a pre-existing condition, and a third for a medical incident after being removed from the ICE wing. Can you imagine the cost to you and me? But I got news for you, liberals. If you keep the economy closed, there's no more taxes to pay for any of this. Not for the prisons, not for the guards, not for the pensions, not for Social Security, not for welfare, not for anything. Because we did build it. Our taxes pay for everything. Better get us open, or there's no more money for liberals. See you tomorrow.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.